Although Bell, with his red hair and pointed beard, was difficult to miss, his extraordinary theorem was ignored. This was hardly surprising, since in 1964 the journal to get noticed in was the Physical Review, published by the American Physical Society. The problem for Bell was that the Physical Review charged, and it was your university that usually paid the bill once your paper was accepted. As a guest at Stanford University in California at the time, Bell did not want to abuse the hospitality he had been shown by asking the university to pay. Instead, his 6-page paper, On the Einstein-Podolsky-Rosen Paradox, was published in the 3rd issue of Physics, a little red, short-lived journal that actually paid its contributors. In fact, this was the 2nd paper that Bell wrote during his sabbatical year. The first reconsidered the verdict of von Neumann and others that quantum mechanics does not permit a hidden variable interpretation. Unfortunately, misfiled by the Review of Modern Physics, with a letter from the editor going astray causing a further delay, the paper was not published until July 1966. It was, wrote Bell, aimed at those who believe that the question concerning the existence of such hidden variables received an early and rather decisive answer in the form of von Neumann's proof on the mathematical impossibility of such variables in quantum theory. He went on to show, once and for all, that von Neumann had been wrong. A scientific theory that does not agree with experimental facts will either be modified or discarded. Quantum mechanics, however, had passed every test it had been subjected to. There was no conflict between theory and experiment. For the vast majority of Bell's colleagues, young and old alike, the dispute between Einstein and Bohr over the correct interpretation of quantum mechanics was more philosophy than physics. They shared Pauli's view, expressed in a letter to Born in 1954, that one should no more rack one's brain about the problem of whether something one cannot know anything about exists all the same than about the ancient question of how many angels are able to sit on the point of a needle. To Pauli, it seemed that Einstein's equations are ultimately always of this kind in his critique of the Copenhagen interpretation. Bell's theorem changed that. It allowed the local reality advocated by Einstein, that the quantum world exists independently of observation, and that physical effects cannot be transmitted faster than the speed of light, to be tested against Bohr's Copenhagen interpretation. Bell had brought the Einstein-Bohr debate into a new arena, experimental philosophy. If Bell's inequality held, then Einstein's contention that quantum mechanics was incomplete would be right. However, should the inequality be violated, then Bohr would emerge the victor. No more thought experiments. It was Einstein versus Bohr in the laboratory.